Did you see Drea in the blue?
Did I see it?
Telling everybody to be safe.
How many times did I say the videos and pictures is what you should be asking?
Why won't she get naked already?
I don't know.
I don't like this.
I don't know. I'm just teasing. Gotta stop, Drea.
It gotta stop.
Cause baby. But bro,
we wanna see it.
Bro, when I saw this picture right here,
yeah,
I said that's the one.
Yeah.
I said that's the one.
Now, does that look like a fresh face or still like a light beat?
That looked fresh to me.
It looked fresh, but I believe it's a light beat to make it look fresh.
I don't know, G.
That looked like one of those.
This looked like fresh out the shower to me.
Fake woke up like this.
I don't know, G. That looked like she fresh out the shower. I'm trying to focus on this hill, but I'm focused right here over her shoulder.
If she looked like that with no beat.
Man, bro. Bro.
Yo.
Come on now. Come on now.
Yeah, man. They say Orlando somewhere punching their phone.
He gotta be, bro, because my God. Drea, man, I've been obsessed with Drea for a long time.
Since, what was it, Bad Girl Basketball Wide, Muffin Basketball?
I was obsessed with her before that, bro.
Oh, I ain't know nothing about
her. The first time I saw Drea, Chris Brown brought her to a basketball game.
That's what I heard. She was with Chris.
I remember that shit. I was like, damn, she bad. Found that social media, started looking at her pics. I said, yeah, I like her. And that's been years ago.
Yeah, that was, what, 2011 maybe?
Yeah, that's been years ago.
Why didn't Chris Brown wife?
I don't know. I have no idea.
When she with Bow too?
I'm not sure. I don't know if she was.
I know she was with Chris, but she was on that show. I think it was basketball.
Yeah, she was on Basketball Wire.
So she was somebody.
She was, fuck. Oh, don't give me the line. Because I actually used to watch that show when she was on it. Fuck. I can't even remember. She was dealing with somebody. Yeah, she was dealing with somebody.
I just be wondering, like, that just go to show you, it don't matter how bad you are. If you not up here,
yeah,
it don't matter. People get tired. Niggas get tired of that shit.
You can have the prettiest face, the biggest breast, the fattest ass, the best vagina, all that shit. But mentally, if you ain't right and all you bring in me is headaches and shit, I don't want to deal with you.
At all.
Because I can go find a chick who maybe doesn't have a fat ass, doesn't have a supermodel fucking figure of face and shit, but she ain't giving me no problem.
I like my chicks regular anyway.
Come on now. She ain't giving me no problem. She ain't giving me no headaches, no arguments, none of that shit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to choose a fat ass over no headaches?
Right.
No, I'm not doing that.
And with the fat transfer, we can get the ass.
Exactly. Come on, baby. You want that? We can go take care of that. Come on now. Let's see. So I'm watching Maury, right?
Oh, you really are just at the house.
So I'm watching Maury. There was a girl on there, of course, trying to tell a dude he's the father of her child. Fam had every reason to believe that it wasn't his child, right? So let me tell you what she tried to get off. Cuz revealed that she had been texting another dude telling him how she wants him to come cuddle. She want to cuddle with him and all this other bullshit, right? Those messages were being sent at 3:00 in the morning. Mm-hmm. There was also a guy that she had previously had a sexual relationship with, but now she says, excuse me, that guy that she was texting, they had also like previously been sexual.
Okay.
Like they had been smashing for a while. Anyways, do you know that this chick had the audacity to say, it doesn't matter that I was texting him about cuddling at 3 a.m. That ain't cheating. Do you agree? Dope Tomorrow.
You know what? I actually had this question that I was going to pose this week. Because you get in the same amount of trouble for the attempt or the aesthetic of trying to cheat as you do actually cheating.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, which one's worse? It's like people look at them the same. So, like, to me, she right, but it's just bad. It's like, it's just because that action makes it look like you are capable of doing the next step, which is actually cheating. So, I mean, she got a point, but it's just a bad look to me.
And I'm going to tell you why that was cheating. Because guess what?
She ended up cheating.
That baby wasn't here.
Oh, yeah.
So she had been fucking that guy who she was texting at 3 a.m. about come cuddle.
Anytime a woman be like, don't worry about something, you should worry.
Yeah.
Because niggas got radars, too. We don't get enough credit for that. Like, you know the nigga that chick kind of feeling.
Yeah.
It's certain language she uses. Mm-hmm. A lot is said for what's not said. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of stuff you can pick up from what's not said. I'll say that. And women are really clever at omitting things.
Oh, that's a fucking fact.
So to them, it's not a lie. It's just not a whole truth. And they're not, like in this case, I'm not necessarily wrong in what I'm saying, but the intent behind it is deceptive. And that's the part that a lot of women don't really grasp. Like the deceit part is the issue. It ain't necessarily what you're doing, it's what's behind what you're doing that be deceptive. And a lot of women don't understand that.
My thing is, reverse this, and it's him that's texting a woman at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Nigga probably already got a knife at him.
Got a knife at him, gun at his head, or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely got mushed.
Hell, got mushed.
Woke up out of sleep.
Yeah, you ain't shit, nigga. You a piece of shit and all this other stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't. Double standards exist, and I'm okay with that. We just got to accept them on both ends. Mm-hmm. Like, if that's what women do when we do that, we got to accept that. And then we also got to accept that they're going to lie to us when they do it. And we can't do that.
Yeah. I'm pretty much coming to that realization that, okay, like, you think it's cool for you to lie to me, but if I lie to you, it's the end of the world.
Right.
I pretty much realize that shit, that women really do think like that. It's dumb as hell, but women really do think that, all right, it's cool if I lie to you. Like, I don't have to tell you the truth.
But
but you better lie to me.
Because they're the same women that want equality until it's equal.
Yeah.
They never be like, I need a man to do it. Or, why you got me doing this? Or, why y'all want to take us out no more? Because you said y'all wanted to be equal. So take me out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, we ain't mean that. Oh, okay. You don't know what you mean then.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're just talking.
I don't get it, bro.
You're just talking.
I don't get it. It was so funny because once he read the results and shit, she had this look on her face where it was like, what?
That's the thing about Mari. Them folk don't be acting.
Nah.
If they are, they some damn good actors.
Nah, them over there.
They really like, be believing.
Yeah.
You the daddy. Yeah. I'm going to show you. That man, you the ones that know, they be like, bro. They be saying, they don't be saying it, but they be saying it like, Mari.
Yeah.
This bitch been ran through.
Yeah.
That ain't my child.
Yeah.
She just trying to put that on me.
And in the crowd, y'all a bunch of fuck niggas too. Cause y'all, they boot a man when he come out just because of what she has said of him. And then soon the results are read and he ain't the father. Oh, we with you the whole time. No, you wouldn't.
Right.
No, you wouldn't.
Nope.
No, you wouldn't. And then here she go, I don't care. I don't care. You ain't no good. No way. You ain't gonna be no good dad. No. It's like, bro, so why the fuck did you have me here?
I can't stand them niggas that they don't be the father, but then they be like, I'm still beat her.
Yo, no, nah, hell no.
Y'all got me fucked up. Mm-mm. Bitch, mm-mm. You done dragged me to Mari.
Yeah.
Done embarrassed me in front of millions of viewers.
Yeah.
Telling me that this is what it is and it ain't. And you think I'm about to hug you? It'd be like,
yo, hug me.
We gonna figure it out. No, bitch, you gonna figure it out.
Want a hug. Want an apology. No, I don't want your damn apology, baby.
Nah, man, like, we ain't have to do this, but you wanted to put on a spectacle. And now you wrong, and now I'm just like, well, we gonna still be together. That's my child anyway. Yeah,
not a whole world know about your ass. We could have just settled this shit at the crib.
If you were raising a child for 40 years and you found out it wasn't yours, would you still help raise the child?
Okay, I'm going. So if my first child, if I found out 4 years later that she wasn't mine, am I going like 100% still be there as daddy? I'm going to let her know what the deal is. I gotta tell her, like, I'm not your dad. I gotta tell her that.
So,
because I don't want to feel like I'm lying to this baby the whole time, and then 10, 15 years later, she an adult, and she finds out the truth. Now she mad at me. You know what I'm saying? She mad at her mom, but now she mad at me. Like, why did you lie to me all this time when you could have just told me the truth that you weren't? That's like, I wanted to.
So you saying, so, because I think it's two different questions here that we got to break down.
Okay.
So if this is your child, you think it's your child, and they're five, and you find out that ain't your child, you going to tell them?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm not telling the five-year-old. I'm just going to peace out.
No, I want to tell them. I want to tell them exactly what's going on.
I don't think they'll remember or know anyway. Leaving.
I think this generation of kids, man, they smarter.
No, they are.
I mean, you got to think they working these phones and iPads and all that, bro.
Oh, them facts.
I think if you sat down and just had that conversation, they would, like, they'll take everything in.
I just feel like I don't have to have that conversation. They bum-ass mama need to have it.
That's a good point, too.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I got to take that on, too.
That's a good point, too.
Now, if she need me to be there while she has it, depending on how good a turn we're on.
Okay.
But I don't feel like I need to sit. That child don't need to break down to me because you a bum ass and don't know the dad of this child.
Okay. Okay. Okay, I see what you're saying.
That's my perspective on that one. Now, my second question is, you find out at age 8.
Whew. Shit.
Now do you say something?
Still tell them? Like, so would I still say something? Like, tell them that, like, I'm not your... Yeah. I'm still saying something.
Now, making it personal for me, ain't no way I can let my little girl go.
I'm still saying something. I'm going to say something. My thing is, I couldn't imagine not being... Just knowing how I feel about my daughter now, if she wasn't mine, I don't know if I could imagine after us having this tight of a relationship for 4, 5, 6 years that... Damn, this ain't my baby. Like, I gotta not be around her anymore. Like, I could
tell... But you don't have to, though.
That's what I'm saying. I could tell her, like, this was going on. Like, I'm not your real father. But I don't know if I could just 100% just disappear. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, oh, yeah. I'm not saying it or disappearing.
Like, I gotta say it, though, bro. I do not want to feel like I'm helping keep this lie up. You know what I'm saying?
But I don't think, to me, at that point, it wouldn't be a lie for me. Mm-hmm. In my truth, that's my little girl. And that's my truth.
But the thing I look at is that it's so many children, whether it's boys or girls, when they get older, then they start going on these searches for their real parents. And
I ain't gonna never tell them. So with, no search.
But say they found out, though. Say, I don't know, what he led, he damn bad ass kid be talking one day. Say when the kid walks up, that why they, your dad ain't your real daddy. You know what I'm saying? They say some stupid shit like that.
That little nigga lie.
And puts that in her or his mind. And now they carrying that and wondering. And now they start doing their own research and shit. And come to find out, boom, that shit really is true. Now it comes to me like, why did you lie to me? Like, you really not my dad. Why did you lie to me? I couldn't handle that shit.
I can handle that. Internet line. You believe in the internet?
I couldn't handle that.
Believe Black Twitter? Come on.
I couldn't handle that,
I
bro.
Thought I raised you better than that. You know what? You not mine. You still falling for the internet? What site was this on? Was it Bossip?
Bossip.
What the fuck? To me, it ain't no lie. Like, to me, I'm, if, again, personally, see, it's a difference. Like, my child now, who I've grown with, if it turns out, oh, that ain't yours, it don't change nothing for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it will change how I treat a mama. I'm going to tell you that off top.
Yeah, for sure.
That little child support going to go down. But that's still my kid.
Uh-huh.
Now, if somehow she figure out or find somebody tell her that ain't your real dad, and she come to me, I'm like, no, I am. I'm the one that was there. What a bum ass nigga that you think your daddy is.
Mm-hmm.
You can go search all you want, but he ain't there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go do it. But in my truth, I'm your goddamn daddy.
But do you not think that the child will have that avoid, like a void of not knowing who their real father, even though you around and you around 24/7, you've been there since day fucking one. But do you not think that they'll have a void of, damn, like, I wonder where my real dad is, why he ain't around, why did he leave me, like all that?
No, and here's why. Nobody knows that their parents are their real parents.
Okay, you're going to have to speak on that, King.
We just assume it. Oh, y'all do look alike. Okay. Y'all seen a Madea play where the aunt got the child and then you just assume it. That's all I'm saying. And my parents today said, yo, mama creeped around. That ain't your real daddy. I'd be like, well, this is all the dad I know. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. I'm not going to have no void.
Yeah.
Not about to go on a search for a nigga that ain't there. Fuck, I'm looking for hell for.
Yeah.
As an adult, I see how it play out on TV. Yeah. I just need to know. Like, no, I don't. I'm okay not knowing shit.
That's interesting. I don't know, though, man. Like I said, I would have to have that conversation with the child, but for being around, because I've been a father figure to a child that wasn't mine before.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and that's what I'm saying.
To be around the child for that long, I may not leave, but we got to have that conversation. Like, I got to let them know. I can't just keep going with this narrative that I'm your dad when I'm knowing that I'm not. But I'm still going to be there. But you need to know the truth. Your mama was at you.
I just think that's more damaging than it is good. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's just perspective.
Yeah.
My other, the third point that I just thought about, what if, well, not point, but hypothetical, what if you had no idea this child existed, child 8? That's just a good age.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you got an 8-year-old out here.
Whew.
I'm not asking you to be a part of the child life, but if you want to, because mom was out here fast, I ain't know, would you be a part of child life? I can tell you my answer. Hell nah.
I actually had somebody come at me like this, bro. And that exact age.
8 is that age,
just,
man.
Out the blue was like, I was just looking at pictures and y'all just look alike. And I was like, wait a minute, excuse me? Like, wait a minute, what now? Like, wait a minute, I'm sorry, what now? We look, what now?
Because they got eyes? Because they got a mouth?
What now? And we ended up, I took a test just to put her nerves at ease. And no, it wasn't my son.
Yeah.
It wasn't my son, but it's, yeah. No, I don't. I don't know, bro. 8 years gone and you find out that you had a child. First of all, me and the mom, we need to spar. Like, 8 years of this child life that I've missed out on because of you, because you wanted to keep him away from, like, keep him away a secret, or you want to tell some other nigga that he was the father and he really wasn't, and you knew that I was.
But maybe she didn't know, like the Mari situation.
She knew. She knew.
Yeah.
She knew. But say that this other woman didn't. If any doubt in her mind that, okay, Rob might be the daddy. Okay, I don't know though, but this guy might be the father as well. How about making that call or shooting that text like, hey, we need to take a test. Like, I want to get a DNA test to, you know, just see. Like, I'm not saying it's yours, but I want to get a DNA test just to see. All right, shit, cool. Let's do it. Let's get it.
What time? Yeah, I ain't going to be there. I ain't going to be to make it.
I'm booked. Let's do it.
Oh, next. No, I got my actual child that I got to take care of.
I'm with it, bro. Let's do it. I'm there.
Wednesday dance recital. Can't make it. Yeah, good luck on that. So I'm just joking. No, I'm not. But what if you get the call? I believe the child yours.
Mm-hmm.
The the person I thought it was is not, but they are a father to this child.
Okay.
Are you, do you still want to be introduced to that child's father?
Introduced to the child or
as the real father?
Yeah, yeah, that's my child. I want to know.
But she got a father that she believes her father.
That good for him.
I'm talking for the child though. See, I be thinking about the child.
Mm-hmm.
You would rather like they she like, I just wanted you to know, but I don't want my child to feel a disruption because I'm giving you this information.
So that come down to the mama. Now, so what you're saying is she telling me that it's my child, or she telling me to take a test to see if it's mine.
Either way.
Okay.
It ends up being yours.
Okay, so she told me take a test, boom, we take a test, it's my child. And then she turns around with, I just wanted to, you know, see if it was yours. I don't want you in her life.
Because she has a father.
Because she has a father figure in her life. But I just wanted to let, I don't know about that, bro. I don't think I could walk around this earth knowing that I got a child out here and I ain't taking care of my child. Regardless of whether it's been 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, whatever. Like, I just couldn't walk around here knowing that I got a child and I'm not taking care of.
All right, what if the child 21?
Still, I want to meet him or her. Like, regardless of the age, I want to meet him or her, bro.
Oh, look at Rob.
I want to meet him. Like, real shit.
I don't want to meet him.
And why not?
I don't know that stranger. Fuck out of here.
Nigga.
I don't just meet strangers like that. No, I'm good. They good. I'm good.
Oh, my God, man. What?
You think it's not jokes. I'm dead ass.
And that's why it's so fucking funny, because I know you not lying.
Well, I don't want to meet a stranger.
Nigga, it's your kid. Well, adult. Yeah. Job. Well, it's your seed.
Yeah. I've done a lot of bitches. A lot of seeds. What the fuck? What are seeds? I don't give a fuck about no seeds.
Oh, so.
Like, that's just some hot. Like, that oh. People go to sperm banks, which, like, that ain't nothing to me. It's about the attachment and the bond afterwards. I have no bond with this motherfucker.
Oh, my gosh.
Nigga, lions eat their own cubs. Who gives a fuck about the seed if you ain't got no attachment to it?
Mm.
That sound bad, don't it? But I'm just letting you know. And this is why I be like, when people be like, you're a good man, I be like, I don't think so. I don't believe so. I just think on the things that people attribute to being good, I'm good at. Mm. But it be this other dark shit, I'm trying to tell you. Do not introduce a 20-year-old, be like, that's your child. I'm be like, oh, okay. Good luck with that. Fuck I'm supposed to do? Oh. That's a strange grown person?
Oh,
fuck I'm supposed to do with another grown person?
I
wish we could have played football, son. Go buy football today. Like, what the fuck? This is some TV shit, bro. No, go live your life. Do your MDMA. You know, do your drugs, like perks, whatever y'all doing. Do your Zans. Oh, okay. I remember that shit, too. Oh. All right, nigga. Don't send me a friend request on Facebook. Follow me at Dope Tomorrow, nigga. My name is Dope Tomorrow. Dead ass, bro. I don't know this nigga, bro. Fuck out of here.
That nigga said, follow me.
Like, subscribe, share. Do all the shit you do on social media. And that's what I am to you. I'm a social media.
Oh, my God.
I'm a social media character.
Oh, my God, bro.
Hey, man.
Oh, shoot.
Quarantine and truth. It hurt, don't it? The truth be hurt. That's why you gotta lie. I'm not lying to y'all. It's nothing I could do with a 20-year-old nigga that I don't know. If you don't get the fuck out my face asking me for shit.
Oh, Lord.
No, I'm dead about that.
Oh, my God, man. Bro, what is wrong with you?
It's the truth. See, you can't be truthful. You gotta do all this. Oh, I want all my children. No, I don't. I want the ones I'm attached to.
Oh, what?
I hope to come in and be like, I ain't gonna never have a child, but I'm good. I don't want no more kids. Thank you. I ain't shit. Thank you. Leave me alone. I'm okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh, man.
Who the fuck am I to try to insert myself in some other child or adult life?
Bruh.
Mm. Remember that night in college? No, I don't. Mm-hmm. Well, you got a 13-year-old. No, you got a 13-year-old. I've been chilling. I'm about to go play Call of Duty like I've been doing for the last 13 years without this little motherfucker. Oh, he got prom coming. Good.
You know what's wild? Nigga, you got to think. When we level up, it's going to be plenty of them phone calls and text messages you're going to get. Hey, you remember such and such night?
So I'm letting you know, I don't give a fuck about the nights.
That's coming. That is coming. That shit coming.
I'll take 1,000%. If I got 5 kids that I don't know about, I'm still not going to know about them. I'm glad you got some. I'm glad you can close that chapter in your book. My book don't contain them. I just don't. I'm sorry. I don't know them. I'm not about to get to know them.
But follow him at Dope
Tomorrow. Follow me at Dope Tomorrow. Like, subscribe, share. Go click taking shots. Because I'm telling you how your dad is right now. Your dad ain't shit. He telling you right now. They gonna learn one day, bro. This everybody, oh, just tell the truth. Here we go. I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
Your mama didn't raise you. My mama didn't. What they gotta do with who I am?
Oh my God, man.
I'ma tell your mama. Tell her. This thing I wanna make being them little bastards lies. Fuck them. Shit. I wanna meet my grandbabies. Okay. Well, you go and pick them up. Call my Uber. Shit. Fuck. These little nigga trapping now. I'm sure to try to set them on the right path. Fuck out of here.
Oh, bro.
They can sell me some weed, though.
Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, you trap, little nigga? Give me a 3-5. Now, go on now. Get.
Bro.
Get. Now, I just want to hang out. Nah, I'm not hanging out with my actual children. Fuck, no. Go on.
Bro. Oh, my God.
Graduation Saturday. I don't go to graduations. My child graduated already. I just want you to be... Why? You don't even know me. The fuck, you want a stranger? Come on, man. Then the conversations, I'm telling you. I don't know, man. My mind throat, bro. Just your throat. Why? Why do I want to show up to these niggas? I don't know y'all.
Oh my God,
don't you
want
to get to know him? No, I don't.
This guy is crazy. He's gonna
crazy. After show be litter than actual show.
Oh my God, man. Okay, Rob. Oh, get it together. Oh, move on to the next topic. Golly, that shit that was funny. Oh boy.
100% factuals.
Boy.
Do not bring them little bastards.
You gonna get them calls and them texts, I'm telling you.
They gonna be highly upset.
For anybody that they don't come.
They gonna be highly upset.
It's coming. If you've been out here skiing, it's coming.
And I ain't no dirt. I guess call me what you want, but no.
It's coming.
Just no.
Oh man. Okay. All right, let's move on. So, what do you think about this tweet from Her Coconut Water?
Especially with pineapple juice and that coconut water. I seem to switch up.
Yeah. You see it. You see the vibe. See the vibrations. She says, until men and women start having honest conversations about who they truly are, what demons they battle with, what they lack, where they come from, and what they truly want, love will continue to be a temporary emotion. Honesty and communication are key. Do you agree with that statement?
Yes, I think love is bullshit.
Speak on the king.
People do more for people they like than who they love. Love will make you kill a motherfucker. You like somebody, you'll do everything for them. Love is bullshit. You chasing it. You chasing something that you don't even know. How you know it? Well, you'll just know. That's what they tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just know. Who the fuck are you, God? My nigga, how am I just gonna know? You just fuck with, you love somebody that's meeting your requirements and you like fucking. That's your idea of love. They always come through for me. No, that's called reliable. That's called reliability. That ain't love. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we just had good conversation. That means they can communicate with you and you like what they're saying. Mm-hmm. It's all these different things that people say. If you do all of this, that's love. That's conditional. Love is bullshit to me.
Hmm.
But you can't say that because you just haven't experienced love yet will always be the answer. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, I know what love is. I love my daughter. And she could be crying and not say shit to me. And I still love her.
For sure.
That's fucking love.
For sure.
Love ain't this bullshit. You don't know this person. And then they do something wrong, make a fuck up or a bad decision. And now you canceling these motherfuckers. That ain't love. Because my child can fuck up 1,000 times. Still gonna love her.
That's your child at the same time too, though. Like, you don't but know this love. Motherfucker right here like that. But this is your child.
That's why I said that's actual love.
Mm-hmm.
You can't love, if you can't love somebody to that level, it ain't love.
Hmm.
So it's fake. I don't believe in it. Now, I'm not going to tell the women I don't believe in. I'm going to tell them all day because that's what they want to hear. Yeah. I know how to lie.
Tell them what they want to hear. Yeah.
Got to.
Okay.
I love you, but I'd die for you. No, I won't.
No. But that's what she wants to hear.
So. You had just as much time. He wanted to shoot you. Because you were mouthing off. Mm-hmm. Why do I have to die because of that?
That's a point.
You don't love yourself. You'd rather throw me. You sacrifice me because of your actions.
So you just gonna stand there and let him point that gun at me?
Why is he pointing the gun at you, ma'am? Stop it. Oh, you gonna check me? You gonna check him? No, you said some shit that this nigga thought he should pull a gun out on. You need to check.
Yeah.
Can't tell him that though.
Yeah.
Oh, you just a bitch.
You a bitch. You a pussy. You ain't no real man.
Because if I said something that a nigga pulled a gun out on me, I'm not gonna be like, babe, but you love me.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna. That's when the equality fall.
The equality shit.
I'm a woman though. Yeah. Right, well, then you not. We not.
What I'm supposed to do? How I'm gonna stop a bullet? How the fuck am I gonna stop a bullet?
Right. He a real man because he died for me. No, fuck you.
Fuck you. Then he a stupid ass. That would he.
Now I'm being a little joking on that. Like somebody that I'm riding with, like. I'd rather my child's mom be alive than me. And that ain't even the person I'm with.
Mm-hmm.
So if it was me or her, I'd rather it be me. Honestly. Mm. Mm. Not too much of an asshole. But them little bastard kids, get in my ass. Fuck them.
That can follow you.
They can follow me. Do not get on my personal page talking about Jason.
Hi, Jason.
No, don't know you. Spam.
So, who do you think lies more when...
You need to have the fin of that. Come on, man.
Who do you think lies more about who they are when they first meet someone, men or women?
Oh, when they first meet?
Yeah. Y'all talking, y'all getting to know each other and shit.
Men. I think women be showing you who they are.
I don't know about that, though.
I think women show you exactly who they are.
I don't. I think a lot of these women try to make themselves look like something that they're not to fit the narrative of what they think you... Because what I realize is a lot of these chicks, before they give you a chance or whatever, they've studied you. Like, they've done research. Whether it's going through your Twitters or your Facebooks, your Instagram and shit like that, they've studied what type of women you like. And I feel like once they've gotten that information, they take that shit. And then when she decides to give you that chance, she is going to come off like, oh, I'm this woman that he has talked about. He likes so much online.
I feel you. That's why I like to talk to women a lot, because mm-hmm. I feel like I can tell you who they are prior to them giving me a chance.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I feel like even in the midst of their fakeness,
mm-hmm.
I know that they fake.
Mm.
So to me, it's showing me you fake, because I know, like the fact, again, that's why I always say I'm a proponent of the Netflix and chill, because now you have to actually talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
All this date shit. Oh, order off the menu. Oh, this is a nice restaurant. I don't give a fuck about the restaurant. You give a fuck about it. Tell me who the fuck you are mm-hmm. when ain't no glitz and glamour around. Mm-hmm. So, like, to me, oh, I just want to go on this. That let me know who you or you fake.
Yeah.
You shouldn't want to go on that. Now, I understand from a woman's safety. Now, I'm not going over every man crib. I know a lot of niggas are perverts where they try to, just trying to fuck. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, ladies, that's what most niggas are trying to do anyway. So I dare say, outside of the safety of going to somebody's house, that should be telling you that they fake anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it need to be something. Go to a library. Go like
park.
Go to Applebee's.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah.
Go to TGIF. It don't have to be this, oh, we got about to go to Fogo de Chao.
No.
He a real man. No. Like, no, bitch. I don't know you'd be taking you to fucking
that.
Fogo de Chao.
I'm not doing it.
I know you to take you to Applebee's. And matter of fact, you like equality so much, you buy your meal. If you like me as a potential partner, pay for your own shit.
Mm. Speak on the king.
Which is, I mean, I'm just saying, like, we should just be meeting people for who they are anyway. I shouldn't have to impress you about, well, I'm going to take you out on the first. How many times do a man paying for your meals equate to a long-term relationship?
It doesn't.
It's a fake formula.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why do you want to keep doing shit that don't really work?
So what you're telling me is I'm supposed to spend $300-something on your meal and we don't even make it past a first date? Now that's the $300-something I done wasted.
Or 3 months.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I be thinking more longer term, like, you want me to do all this shit up front, but we still not going to make it the past 90 days because you ain't shit.
No.
But no. I had to do all this upfront shit to find out you ain't shit. And then you be telling me I wasted your time.
That's why I'm not with just dating a lot of these like new age social media chicks, bro, because they've got it in their mind to where it's just, all right, if you ain't dropping $200, $300, $400 like on a date with me, nigga, we ain't going. You cheap.
The girls that I fell for the hardest, I didn't take out.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, I took out. I went out with them.
We went out, but we went to places like, shit, let's go race go-karts. Let's go to Applebee's. Let's go to Chili's. Let's go to TGI Fridays. Like, we went to like little simple shit like that.
One chick I fell for, we played tennis on the first date.
That's a lie.
Hey, man,
I can't play worth a damn, but...
I used to play... I love tennis.
No.
Yeah, I used to play tennis growing up.
No, nah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I ain't know that.
Yeah, man. I even got... Matter of fact, this necklace had a... Not this necklace. I got another gold necklace. This one I got for my graduation. I got a necklace probably when I was 9. I still got it. Mm. I had a tennis racket for the charm.
Uh-huh.
That's how serious I was about it.
Okay.
So when she was into tennis, I'm like, oh, bet let's do it. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I ain't shit no more.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause I'm talking like 10 through probably 12.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what we did on our first date. Meetup. I won't even call it a date because dates are so superficial to me. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to meet each other and talk. And after that, we went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Mm-hmm. Goat spot, by the way.
And we chopped it up. Fell for it hard. It didn't work out. But the women that I be chasing out there, it be them type.
I love those types. I love those types, especially the type to where she may be like, you want to just have like a little staycation, like a little date night at the crib or whatever. Might go in that bit, fix some wings and fries and all that shit. And we might just sit there and watch movies. You know what I'm saying?
Play Uno.
Play some games and shit.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
What type of music you playing?
Let's talk.
That mean more to me than where I took you and we held hands. All right, man, this shit cool. But in 60 days, am I going to give a fuck about... I don't even remember my first dates. I don't remember none of the first dates.
I don't remember a lot of them.
Like,
I remember a couple.
We just went places.
Yeah, not a lot. But the crazy thing is, the ones I do remember, like I said, is the ones where it was on some like non-expensive like type shit, but the vibe was so like, it was so good.
Yeah.
Like it was so deep. We talking, we climbing, we tripping out. It was like we had already known each other for a long time.
That's how I suppose.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
And then the fact that like, you can't control me. Like I'm not after sex. So that's why like all of that posture and shit, all this first date and are we going to kiss on the first? I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I want to know who you are. Because I don't pay a pussy. I don't mind spending money. Like, if that's what I want to do with you is spend money, I don't mind doing that shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the women that mean something to me, most of the time when we first introduced or met, we ain't do none of that live shit. I remember one of these girls, I ain't gonna tell her because she'll know if she watch. Fuck you, bitch. But I met her in a parking garage and my homeboy, this was back in school.
Okay.
And my homeboy was like, why don't you come through later? You know, what's up? Damn, my one. I don't give a fuck. Fuck this shit. So it was me and my homeboy. And I said, man, if we're going to get girls over, we have to have our crib spotless. Because most niggas ain't clean.
Yeah. That's a fact.
I made sure he was like, all right. So we made sure, had the shit spotless. Just so happened, we met this chick and my nigga had a mouthpiece on him like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, she came through with the homegirls. And the first thing they said, wow, y'all got to clean the dorm. I said, bro, I told you.
Yeah.
Told you.
There's some nasty niggas out here.
I told you. So they was impressed. But me and her, like, I remember that night, we talked. I think we all of us took shots and played like some drinking game, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I remember holding hands with her the first night, unlike the table.
No.
Nigga, what?
That's a connection there, boy.
Nigga, what up? Trying to tell
Come
you.
Come on, now, King.
We ain't spending nothing but a bottle of liquor and a clean crib.
That's a connection now. That's a connection,
bro. Right, I couldn't get over that bit for 4 or 5 years. Well, my rap.
Pull up a shot.
They had me open.
No, no. Nah.
Yeah. She could have dragged me. She could have dragged me. I would have went right along with it.
No. So, was there like the one at that time?
Oh, that was the one.
Phew.
Oh, that was the one.
Phew.
That would have won for at least to 2012. She could have called me. I would have went right back. Remember I had that conversation?
Yeah.
I told you it won.
Yeah, it would have won it quick.
I would have left my current girl if she had called me and be like, yo.
I'm on the way.
I've been on the way. For real.
And you seen her lately? With the being in it?
Yeah, I seen her.
She's still straight.
I don't care. Nah, I really don't give a fuck no more. Nah, I don't, for real. I wish her the best. It's good. It's all good. I mean, we still cool. Yeah. But I'm saying, that's what I'm saying, like, I'm not her friend.
That was a moment in time. And what it was or what it could have been, that's just...
Oh, that's... Now, I'm not saying, like, we couldn't rekindle it, but she on her own wave. Mm-hmm. I'm on mine. If she hit me up, I'd talk to her. But she can't hit me up out of the blue and ask me to do a favor. But like, if you don't get the flying fuck.
What if she wanted to rekindle that? Would you be open to it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I love that chick. I ain't gonna hold you.
Hmm. All right. All right. You got anything else?
Nope. I'm already in enough trouble.
Oh, you win it. Glad I'm safe this week. Glad I'm safe. I ain't said a damn thing.
I'm
going to
be in trouble by some niggas I don't know. What they going to do?
I ain't said a damn thing this week. I am good.
I just want to know my father. Well, you're not going to know him. All right, we're going to quit.
Yo, please.
You're not going to know Jason? You're going to know Dope tomorrow?
You going to know Dope
that
tomorrow?
That nigga a hoot, ain't he?
My boy say he a hoot.
He'll be like, I wonder where I got all the talent from. Yeah.
Yeah.
It me.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't.